that cool breeze just waiting to pounce. It's early morning summertime down south, and already the stilled air presses down and holds static the heavy-laden humidity. The big box parking lot is empty except for four vehicles that have settled themselves beneath the precious shade of two trees. For the rest of the day, others of their kind will have to suffer the sun's direct heat. The cars claim their 10-degree lower bonuses. Everywhere I go on days like this, I realize how pampered I am by the phenomenon of air conditioning. I enter a super cool establishment, and just as soon as sweat evaporates and a mood is sublime, I exit through automated doors, bumping into a wall of oppression fed by dark asphalt and fumes from cruising combustion engines. It's as if the AC of yesterminute never existed. Just how did I survive back in the days when there was no artificial coolness? The answer flows down like a healing breeze, and I return to childhood. We get along bit by bit in these olden times. A block of ice awaiting an ice pick is fun to sit on for a moment. Attic fans keep some form of breathing easier. A vanilla ice cream cone or banana popsicle can save a life. The milkman delivers hunks of crushed ice to begging kids dancing barefoot on concrete. One watermelon slice jumpstarts me. Dancing in a mud puddle is a great distraction. Pedaling tricycle and bicycle turns me into the breeze itself. Shade, anywhere can help. A swimming hole trip is a miraculous gift. Just one fire hydrant released by testing firefighters will freshen the day. An out-of-control kid aiming a hosepipe stream will boost my adrenaline. Just two playmates fanning each other with comic books can make a difference. Screened-in porches hold back mosquitoes and invite occasional breezes. And best of all, an exciting adventure book takes my mind to places where heat does not overtake, where imagination makes fevered brow a thing of the past. Back in these days, we just do without air conditioning, making each moment of relief so special, causing every instance of coolness to be so meaningful. Back to the present. Pampered by air conditioning, I go about my day, taking full advantage of modern conveniences and paying dearly for them. But having lived in the way back, in times of simple pleasures, I know that even today, should all modern amenities shut down, I still know how to cool myself as needed, because I've been there and done that.